Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
There is one word that separates good turkey hunters from the masses. And on this episode, I'm going to talk about how sign may be the single most important part of turkey hunting. Hey, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel, helping new hunters get started and bring new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today I want to talk about maybe the single most important part of turkey hunting. Has nothing to do with your gun, with your gear, with your fancy ammo, with anything that you can buy. Has nothing to do with how long you've been hunting. And that is sign. There is no greater predictor of turkey hunting success than sign. People try to substitute all sorts of other things. People spend so much time in the woods, so many dollars out of their checking account, or often just straight out of their credit card. They don't know how they're going to pay for it, but they think if they buy it, they're going to be a better turkey hunter. And guys, by and large, there is no greater predictor of turkey hunting success than sign. Because no matter what you do, no matter how many hours or days or weeks you spend in the woods without coming out again, if there aren't turkeys there, it's for nothing. All right? It is absolutely for nothing. You have got to have turkeys there. And not just there, but there when you're hunting, right? It's not enough just that turkeys were there a month ago and they came through one day or they came through a couple times. They've got to be there now or you're not going to be able to hunt them. And year after year, good hunters waste so much time hunting areas where turkeys ought to be, in their opinion. Or according to the terrain, or according to the food sources, or according to what all the books say, or all the TV shows say, or this place looks just like a place on TV where they shot a lot of turkeys. And people just, they'll go and they'll sit for weeks at a time in an area, in one spot, or in an area of several spots, trying to hunt turkeys, and they never see a turkey. And there are no turkeys there. But they think, well, this should be a place where turkeys are. Well, should be a place where turkeys are is one thing. Is a place where turkeys are, that is a totally different thing. And almost every turkey hunter I know, or aspiring turkey hunter I know, that has had trouble taking turkeys is not hunting somewhere where they have good turkey sign. Or they've not even made an attempt to look for turkey sign. All right, this, guys, this is by and large, there is no one thing more important than this. You can mess up a lot of stuff turkey hunting. You can botch a lot of things. Your camo can be bad and you can still take turkeys. Your hide can be bad and you can still take turkeys. You can make noise sometimes and you can still take turkeys. You can have the oldest, most ricketyest shotgun shooting target loads and you can still take turkeys. In fact, that's really one of the less important things is your gun and your ammo. Now, the single most important thing to take turkeys are turkeys being there. I know of a guy that was trying to get turkeys off his property. They were a pest. They were a nuisance. It's kind of hard for some people to believe, but there are states where the turkeys are a pest animal. He just grabbed his shotgun, walked right outside, walked right up to a turkey at 10 yards and shot it. And I was like, you know, on one hand, I'm like, that is so unsportsmanlike. But on the other hand, I'm like, you know, it is not that hard to kill turkeys. You know, I mean, of course, you know, those are pest turkeys, so they're less careful or wary about humans. But the bottom line is, it is not that hard or impossible to shoot a turkey. But there's got to be turkeys there. All right. You can, you know, you could spook a turkey every day and eventually finally get lucky and shoot one if there are turkeys there. And the best way you can learn is by messing up, spooking turkeys and making mistakes with turkeys. But you got to have turkeys. And so year after year after year, I know people that go into the woods and they don't get a turkey and they don't get a turkey. Now, don't get me wrong. Anybody can get skunked. Anybody can hunt hard and get skunked for a season or two seasons. But you know, you start getting to 5, 10, 15 years hunting turkeys and you've never shot a turkey, or you haven't shot a turkey for 10, 15 years. All right, there's a problem. There's a problem there. And the problem is not your gear. It may not be your stealth. It may not be your camo. It may not be how quiet you are. It may not be your tactics and your strategies. It might not be your calling. It's you're not hunting over sign. All right. Now, you know, you got running and gunning, which is you're going through the woods, trying to find places where turkeys are, and you're just on the move, keep covering ground. And you're like, well, if I do that, I don't need sign. What? What makes you think that? You should be out scouting those places that you plan to run and gun and try to figure out where the turkeys are. You should be there weeks before the season starts, on foot, with cameras, being out there in the morning. Doesn't have to be at the crack of dawn listening for gobbles. That's nice and all, but hey, you know, I'm a realist. I'm not usually in the woods at 5 in the morning, 3 weeks before the season starts, listening for gobbles. I got stuff to do. I got a family. I got a job. I like to sleep. But you know what? You can head out in the woods for an hour or two on a Saturday, 9 in the morning, and listen for gobbles. Walk around. Go where you plan the hunt and see if you can find any signs. See if you can find any tracks. See if you can find any feathers, any droppings. See if you can hear any gobbles. See if you get some binoculars and see some turkeys. You gotta have sign. There's no way to hunt turkeys, no method, no strategy where sign is not important. Now, of course, if you're gonna pick one place and sit there all day, sign matters much more than it does if you're gonna cover 10 miles in a day. All right, because if you're going to just sit in one location, you've got one shot, one chance, you're not going to move. And if there's not turkeys there, your chance is zero. Whereas if you're covering 10 miles, your chances of getting lucky are at least there. Even if you've not done any scouting, even if you don't know of any sign, you can get lucky at least. But guys, you got to have sign. Now, what's the best way to find sign or to decide this is sufficient sign? Well, number one is hearing gobblers, right? Because you want to hunt gobblers. So if you can hear or see gobblers, that is the best sign that there is. And the two main ways of doing that are with binoculars and trail cameras. Now, I'm a huge fan, a huge proponent of trail cameras. I think they are astronomically effective and helpful in order to scout turkeys. That said, they're not an option for everybody, and depending on how you hunt, they may not be an option for you. Trail cameras aren't cheap. Even the cheapest of the cheap ones, you're still probably somewhere around $50 a camera. And then you gotta have a card, and then you gotta have batteries, and you want it to last more than 3 days. So you probably wanna have lithium ion batteries, especially if it's cold outside. And people ask me all the time, well, I shouldn't say all the time, but people do ask, you know, are the lithium ion batteries really something you should run in a trail camera? My answer is unequivocally yes, absolutely yes, and only yes. And the reason I say that is this. Do lithium ion batteries cost more? A lot more. a lot more. However, they do last a lot longer. A lot longer. Not a short bit longer. The lithium ion batteries last as long as they cost more. But what they also do is they maintain their voltage output right up until the end, right up until they die. And so that can be a little deceiving. So you might have a trail camera and it's like, okay, what's the percentage of battery left? And it's going to read 100% for maybe a year. And then the next day it's dead. All right. You kind of get that effect sometimes with the lithium ion batteries. It drops to 90% or 85% and then it's dead. And these batteries, they hold their voltage, they hold their power output right up until the end. Whereas alkaline batteries, they start to drop off in their voltage very quickly. You know, through a third of their life, after a third of their life has done, their battery voltage starts to drop, which is part of the reason why these cameras need 8 batteries. So they can get enough voltage, they can get enough power to maintain operations even if the batteries start to drop voltage, because they do immediately. Whereas lithium batteries, they do not drop their voltage immediately. They hold very close to their marketed voltage right up until the end, which means you don't get diminishing camera performance or video performance, and it holds its ability, it holds its power and its ability to shoot shot after shot or video after video. It doesn't start getting fritzy. It doesn't start getting weird. It doesn't start flaking out on you. And it holds that power right up until the end. And actually, you can get more videos, more photos out of lithium ion batteries comparative to cost than alkaline, because alkaline batteries, they still might have 20% of their power left, but they no longer have enough voltage to run the camera. Whereas lithium batteries, I mean, they keep running that camera almost right up until they are absolutely just stone dead as a battery. And so you often get more performance per dollar out of lithium batteries than alkaline batteries, because you're able to use up the whole battery, and the battery itself holds a lot more power, and it holds that power even in the coldest temperatures. Whereas as soon as it starts getting cold, and it gets cold in turkey season, especially the months before turkey season when you need those cameras the most, as it gets cold, the alkaline batteries, they really suffer in their power output, whereas the lithium batteries are much better. So if a lithium battery costs 3 times more than an alkaline battery, it may well give you 4 or 5 times more performance. So it's definitely worth it. However, you know, if you keep up a lot of cameras, which is often the case for what you would want to do for turkey hunting, it gets expensive quick. You're like, okay, so you get 5 trail cameras, which is a lot in my opinion. 5 cameras, say you get $50 cameras, cheap ones, okay? You know, that's $250 in cameras. Okay, well, they all need a memory card. And that memory card needs to be big enough in order to hold, you know, a few weeks worth of footage.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So maybe you've got, you know, another $10 per camera in memory card. Well, you have to have more than one memory card per camera. You have to have at least 2, because when you go to check these cameras, you take the old card out, you put a new card in. So then maybe you're tied up. You know, cards aren't that expensive these days. Maybe $10 for 232 megabyte or gigabyte cards. So you're up now, you know, $300 in cameras. Okay, well, now you need batteries. So you're going to do lithium batteries. You need 8 batteries per camera. I'm just ballparking some math right now. I'm not looking at prices of batteries today. They will certainly change by the time you hear this episode. But maybe that's another, oh, I don't know, $15 in batteries per camera. All right, well, that's, you know, 15 times 5. That's another 75. You're up at $375 in your camera setup to have 5 cameras. And now I wish I could say that's just a one-time cost, but you're going to need those batteries every year, at least. And so say you're just using them for turkey season, which you're not. You're going to use them for deer season and stuff, but one set of lithium batteries might last you through turkey season and deer season, at least through the part of deer season that you need to prep and pick your spots. And so, you know, that's $75 a year now, every year. But the cameras are not one-time buys either. They don't last forever. You know, if you can get the, I would say if you get 2 years out of a camera, you've done good. You know, any longer than that, and you have definitely got your money's worth. But I'm going to say the average camera life is 2 seasons. Now, there are better cameras out there. Absolutely. One of my favorite cameras on the market right now are Exodus trail cameras, but they cost drastically more. However, they come with a 5-year warranty. So, you know, you got to weigh it out. And now if you're using, you know, if you got to buy half of those cameras back every year, so that's 250 in cameras, you're at 125 to buy a new one, replace one every 2 years, plus your 75 in batteries. You know, you're at $200 a year now to have 5 trail cameras every year, right? That is not cheap. That's a lot of money. Now, maybe you can spread it out some. You replace the cameras when you die. You replace the batteries when they die. But that's not cheap. That's more cameras than I keep up. It is. I keep up 2.5 cameras on average. When I say a half, the one I don't run the whole year. I don't keep replacing the batteries. I use that camera for turkey season, and I use it for the beginning of deer season, and then I let it go because it's just too much. So I've got 2 to 3 cameras that I keep up at all given times. 5 is a lot, all right? It is a lot. Now, if I had more spots to hunt, more properties, I might keep up more cameras. But, you know, you can only check so many cameras on a consistent basis. And then you can only maintain and keep buying and replacing and getting batteries for so many cameras. And turkey hunting, especially if you're running and gunning, you're talking about big pieces of land where you'd need a lot of cameras. And so that really becomes difficult cost-wise and time-wise. It's not just money. You know, say you're really well off and you're like, $250 a year in cameras is nothing. I'll do 1,000. Great. So you're going to keep up, you know, however many cameras that is. What's that, 30? That's a lot of time. When are you going to check these cameras? You know, that's a lot of cameras to go check. And then you got to look at the footage. I've got one camera. I could have 1,000 videos on it in 3 weeks. 1,000. Now, they're only 10-second videos. So that's only 30,000 seconds. But, I mean, who's watching all this footage? That's one camera. So say you got 30 of those, you have to hire somebody to watch all the footage, synthesize the data down, and then give you some sort of meaningful information. That's just unreasonable for most people. There are some folks that hunt deer, and they are, you know, super into it, and they'll keep up 12 cameras or more, and you know they'll check them just a couple times a year. And they're only looking for deer of a certain type. And they just scroll through each everything and then wipe the card. They'll get a couple videos here and there that are meaningful to them. But it's work. It's a hobby. Trail cameraing is a hobby. You get above 5 cameras, you're talking about a lot of footage to keep up with. And then to keep organized. right? You know, if you've got 2, 3, 4, 5 cameras, you can keep in your head, okay, this one's here, this one's there, this one's here, this one's in that place. But you got 30 cameras, you're losing track of where was this camera at? Where are these turkeys at? Where did this happen? And then, oh, God forbid you forget that you changed the batteries and you didn't reset the clock and you have no idea when those turkeys were there. What month was that? What year? You know? And it can become cumbersome and overwhelming. And so trail cameras, I think, are a fantastic tool, but their use is limited. You can do a lot more on foot looking for sign in a big area faster and probably more efficient than you can with a fleet of cameras. I still recommend having some cameras though. Anywhere that you intend to make a spot to sit and to focus on, you know, you should have a camera there. You gotta have some concrete sign, and there's not many better ways to get concrete sign than having a trail camera. However, like I said, limited. So maybe you've got 2 or 3 targeted spots and you keep up 2 or 3 cameras. Great. But it's only part of a strategy. You also, one, you got to find the right spots. Why would you even put a camera here? What makes you think this is a place where turkeys are going to be that you're going to see them on camera? And so you have to have some scouting prowess before you can even effectively implement a camera. And then how long do you leave a camera somewhere? You know, am I going to leave a camera here for 3 months and then find out, oh, there's no turkeys there? Well, that was a waste of one of my cameras. Now, you gotta put a camera out for a much shorter amount of time, maybe 2 weeks. And then come back and say, okay, nothing here? We got to move. We need to focus on some other spots. So if you get started seriously in scouting maybe 6 to 8 weeks before the season, you can use cameras to great effect in your scouting. You really can. But you gotta find sign before you set up cameras. And so one of the best things you can do, wait till you get a good rain. Good, saturated rain. And then go out 2 days later scouting. Looking for tracks, looking for footprints, looking for where have the turkeys been in the last 2 days since that rain happened. This is huge. There's a huge property I used to hunt. It's changed hands, changed ownership since I was able to hunt there for some years ago. It's very sad to me. I sort of fell in love with this property. It was the first place I ever hunted. Beautiful property, amazing, love to go there. But the bottom line is it had some logging roads and some other areas where there'd be big puddles and just stretches of wet road. And those puddles were there, I mean, all spring. Maybe in the summer they'd dry up some, but you had some serious puddles, you know, gas line roads, things like that. And so turkeys like to walk those kind of roads. And so you could walk those roads and you could look in the puddles and you could see where has there been turkeys in the last few days. And almost any time during the spring, whether it rained recently or not, those puddles are going to be there till summer. And you're talking about, you know, some puddles could be 20 yards long. Just the ruts in the gas line road, wherever it was flat enough to make a puddle. And so you could walk through there. You could say, hey, there's been a lot of turkeys right around here. All right, so now you got some idea, you got some insight, you got some intel that you're able to leverage. And of course, you get nice clear spots like that. You can see droppings really easily. You can see feathers really easily. However, you can't hunt turkeys on those roads. I mean, maybe in some places you can. I'm not saying legally, I'm just saying it's hard to, you can't just sit down in the middle of a road and hunt a turkey. But maybe you can find some place close by where you can set up. But the bottom line is now you know they're in the area. So now you got to start looking for places where you'll hunt them. Okay, where are they roosting? Where are they feeding? Let's start looking for more sign. Let's look for scratchings. Let's start looking for dusting areas. Let's start looking for strut zones. Let's start coming in there maybe earlier in the morning and listen for turkeys and try to find where in these places the turkeys really are. All right, so you gotta find sign. Now, a lot of people don't have a lot of time to go out scouting. I got that. I get it. So when you're hunting, you're also scouting. Every hunt, you're scouting. And you know, a lot of times people, they do get a turkey on the first day because they've scouted for weeks beforehand. And everybody thinks, wow, you're so lucky. And they're like, I've been working for weeks. You know, this is not really the first day. I've been doing this for weeks. I've got days and days logged in the woods. This is just the day where finally I was able to exercise all that intel and it all came together. But say you're not able to scout much and you get out there. Well, day one, whether you shoot a turkey or not, and chances are statistically not, you're scouting. You're looking, you're listening, you're searching, you're trying to find, okay, if I don't get a turkey today, where am I going to go next time? Where are the turkeys? You're listening. You're doing everything that you can do to find sign. And so sometimes, you know, could take you a couple days, could take you a couple weeks to dial it in and find a couple good spots that are hot that season. Well, you could have spent those weeks pre-season scouting, preparing, but hey, whatever, you did it now. So that's fine. Now you got to exercise that. You can't just keep going to the same spot where there aren't any turkeys. And I did a whole episode about this recently. Just, you know, people doing the same thing year after year, not getting turkeys year after year, then they get fed up with turkey hunting. Well, that's just because you're stupid. You're doing stupid turkey hunting. You can't keep doing the same thing, getting no success, expecting results. Now, of course, you could get lucky every now and again. Just there were some turkeys passing by 300 yards away. They maybe heard your call and came in. But, you know, to get one turkey every 10 years, that's not good enough for me.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Or I want to have better success rates than that. You might not get a turkey every year. And you got to be okay with that. But you should definitely get more turkeys than you don't. I mean, year after year. You should definitely have more years where you take turkeys than years where you don't take turkeys. And the number one predictor of that is exactly what we're talking about today. And that's hunting over sign. And oftentimes, and I've said this for years, you find a spot where there's turkeys in the spring, there is a good chance there will be turkeys there next year also. Now, unless it's just, you know, some buffoon has bumped the flock from where they want to be and they're just, you know, migrating through to find another place. But if you look, go out scouting before the season, you say, hey, there are turkeys here, and you got some camera set up or some binoculars, and you put eyes on some turkeys and you find some sign, and for weeks there are turkeys there, chances are next year there will probably be turkeys there too. Never for sure, but you get 2 or 3 years where there's always turkeys in a particular spot in the spring, it's likely every year, almost every year, there'll be turkeys there as well, because something about that spot, that habitat, that landscape, that food, that cover, and sometimes it's just the open area. It's not the cover that's the draw. It's the fact that there's some open area. Whatever it is that's drawing turkeys there, they may not be there any other part of the year, but they're there in the spring because that time of the year, they like it there. And that's the way turkeys are, guys. Turkeys will move. They'll go miles to find the habitat that they like that time of the year. There are places that I hunt, never see a turkey there any other time except in the spring. There are other places, there are only turkeys there in the winter time. Other places, it seems like they're only there in the middle of summer. And it's because they like that habitat at that time of year in that spot. It just draws turkeys. And so this scouting that you're putting in, it's not just a one-time thing that has no value once the season's over. You're adding that value and that knowledge and that insight over years, and that is helping you year after year. There's one place that I hunt that is a spring turkey hotspot. I don't think I've ever... there was one year I hunted there where I didn't see or hear a turkey, but I was only there one day. Every other year, I have seen, heard, or shot a turkey in the spring on this property. And they just like to be there. And next year, you know, I don't need to scout it as hard as I did 5 years ago, because I know this is a turkey hotspot. But I'm still going to set up some cameras. I'm still going to go out and check for sign and confirm sign, because I know nothing's for sure. And if there aren't any turkeys there next year, I don't want to hunt there for 2 weeks, right? I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to focus somewhere else. I'm going to put that time investment somewhere else, because I want to get a turkey. I don't just want to go turkey hunting. I want to get a turkey. That's the goal. I've hunted too many years in a row when I was getting started, before I knew anything I'm telling you guys today, where I didn't get a turkey. And now I think, I got turkeys 3 out of the last 4 seasons. All right, way, way better averages than when I first started and went 4 seasons with no turkeys. All right, but it's all about sign. It's all about hunting where the turkeys are. I've hunted on the ground. I've hunted in blinds. I've hunted on foot. But if you're not hunting where there are no turkeys, you're not going to get turkeys. So that's what it all comes down to. You got to hunt over sign. You could be in an area that's the perfect area. If there's no turkeys, leave. Go somewhere else. Look for turkeys. Look for sign. If you find good, fresh sign, hunt that. You're like, well, this is the perfect area for turkeys. Open hardwoods, food sources, water, cover over there. This is perfect. Yeah, you might think so. Maybe the turkeys think so another time of year, but if they're not there now, you shouldn't be there now. So don't waste time in places that don't have turkeys. Just the same, if you find turkeys, that's where you double down, right? If you've got lots of sign and you're hunt there for a day and there's no turkeys, I would probably go back to that place. You know, last season, I hunted a particular place. I think it was day 3 or 4 before I saw a gobbler. But there were turkeys there every single day. Not a day went by where I didn't see a turkey, where I didn't have a turkey within 20 yards of me. They just were only hens. But I'm like, hey, I'm not going anywhere else. I know there are turkeys here. I've got trail cameras, videos of gobblers. I've heard gobbling. None have come close enough. None have come into my zone, into my area where I could hunt them. I didn't see any. But I know there are turkeys here. So this is where I'm going to double down. I don't know about you guys. I don't typically have a dozen different places that there's turkeys crawling all over them. I just rotate wherever I feel like going in a given day. If I find hot turkey activity, I'm going to double down there. Even if I don't see a turkey this day. Even if I don't see or hear any gobblers this day. But if there's turkeys around and I keep seeing turkeys, or I keep seeing sign, or I keep hearing birds, I may not hunt the same tree every day. I might not hunt the exact same point, but I'm going to hunt in that area and I'm going to try to work those birds. Now, if you do have options and you go to a place for a couple days in a row and yeah, there may be turkeys about, but it just doesn't pan out for you. They're not coming to where you are. You got to know when to cut your losses. And I've hunted places before where I hunt 3 days in a row and a turkey never came closer than maybe 200-300 yards. And it became a pattern, right? You'd hear them roost, they'd come down, they'd go this way, they'd never come any closer than that, then they just disappear. And I'm like, well, there's turkeys here, kind of, but I can't get to where they are because of the property lines. I can't get any closer than 200 or 300 yards because of the property lines. And they're never coming over to me. Well, I'm probably not going to hunt a whole season in that spot. I might give it 2, 3, 4 hunts. But once I figured out, okay, this is the pattern, this is what keeps happening every day, I'm going to change gears. I'm going to look for another spot. I'm going to shift my focus elsewhere, because turkeys do have some habits. And if their habits are on the adjacent property, sometimes you can pull them over. Sometimes you can get lucky. Sometimes you can. But nothing's for sure in turkey hunting. And so if their established pattern is keeping them away from me and all of my best efforts for days at a time, I'm going to change gears. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to look for sign elsewhere. You know, property lines can be very frustrating. I feel like some of those situations, like I could guarantee I could bring home one of those turkeys after enough days if I could go different, if I could move. You know, if there weren't property lines there, if you wouldn't be trespassing to set up in a more advantageous spot. But hey, that's just the way that it is. And so you gotta be flexible. You know, if it was public land, I would never leave that area. There's turkeys there every day. I can hear them. I hear them roost. I hear them gobble. I can hear them in the distance. So I'm going to move. I'm going to get to where the turkeys are. I'm going to set up closer to where they're roosting. If there's public land, then I can just go wherever. That would be, you know, that's like the holy grail of situations. Same place every day, doing the same thing every day. So I just adjust until I finally put myself into the right situation and opportunity. But when you got private land and property borders and small parcels and you can't get permission, then you just got to do the best you can do with it. And that's all you can do. So guys, I hope this is helpful for you today. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Please do head to iTunes and leave a 5-star review with comments. The number one way to grow the show. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for watching. Please do send me a picture of the turkey that you take this season. And until next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.